Good morning, friends. All right. So today we talked about the Advent candle of peace, right? So we want to talk for just a few minutes about what it means to have peace and how we have peace in lots of different languages and lots of different ways to say peace. All right, so let's start with this one. Sam, what does that say? Peace, right? This is how we say it. Peace, right? Okay. So, Dorian, can you sound out this one right here? What does that say? Shalom. That's Pastor John's favorite, right? Where's Pastor John? So we put it on orange. Yep. Shalom, right? Yep. Now, shalom is how we say peace in Jesus' language, Hebrew, right? That's how we say peace in Hebrew. Can y'all say shalom?
Shalom.
Okay. One more time.
Excellent.
April, you're so excited. All right. April, what do you think this one says right here? Yeah. Paz. This is how we say peace in Spanish. Can we all try that one? Paz.
Paz.
Mm-hmm. So that's peace in Spanish. Lots of different ways to say peace. All right. Here is an oldie but goodie. Some of us might remember this one, right? With your fingers. Yeah, sometimes we say peace out, right? You want to try that one? Peace. Peace, right? They do that on Sesame Street. Has anybody ever seen this one? This is like a symbol for peace.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You seen that one, right? It kind of looks like a steering wheel, indeed. But we call it peace, right? It's the symbol for peace. Okay, so lots of different ways to say peace. But I'll tell you what, one of my favorite ways to say peace, bless you, is in sign language. Do y'all know how to say peace in sign language? Bless you. That is the symbol for peace, but that's not how they say it in sign language. That's an excellent guess. Now, I'm going to show you how we say it in sign language, and then I'll tell you why it's my favorite. Are you ready? All right, so first you have to take your hands. It's hard to talk in the microphone and do hands at the same time. So we're going, thank you. Thank you. All right, so we're going to take our hands, and we're going to fold them like this. Okay, put one on top of the other, and you're going to squeeze. And then you're going to switch it, and you're going to squeeze, and then we're going to go down like that. Okay, so it's one, two, three. Can we try that together? You guys can do this too. Ready? One, two, three. And that is how you say thank you, Hayden. That's how you say peace in sign language. Now, the reason that that is my favorite is because the first time we put our hands together, it's like we're worried. Right? Like you're squeezing your hands, you are worried, you're so upset. Oh, I'm so upset, I'm worried, I'm frustrated, I'm angry. Right? And then we switch them, and this is when we are saying our prayer. Please, God, help me to not feel frustrated and angry and upset. And then number three is when God is saying, it's okay, be at peace. All right, so let's try number one together. We are frustrated. We're squeezing. Number two, please, God, help me. And number three, I'm at peace. I'm at peace. So the next time you feel not so at peace, maybe with your brother, just saying, we can take a minute and do the sign of peace in sign language. We can say, I'm so frustrated with my brother. Please help me to find peace with my brother. Thank you for giving me peace with my brother. And also, your mommy and daddy will feel very peaceful also. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try that sign one more time. You ready? We're going to go one, two, three. Isn't that nice? All right, now, let us pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for helping us. Bless you. Thank you for helping us to find peace in our lives every day. We know that you are always there to guide us and show us. We are preparing for your coming at Christmas, the second Sunday of Advent, with our peace. Let us keep that in our hearts as the season continues and throughout the next year. Amen. Now, We want all you guys that are involved in the Christmas program, so you guys too. We're all going to go upstairs to the nursery to practice today because they're setting up for the dinner downstairs. So we're all going to go upstairs to the nursery, and Miss Sarah Ferguson is waiting for us there. Thank you so much. Well, you'll see when we get there. It's a big surprise.